turn in our white hymnal to hymn number three. Hymn number three.
What a blessed place to be in His presence. And in that presence, finding rest and finding joy, fullness of joy, and finding peace, finding strength, finding healing, miracles, grace, all that we need, we find in Jesus and in His presence. And we've come here tonight again for that purpose. But tonight is a special night of prayer, and we give emphasis to extended time of prayer. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in our meeting. But we want to come with hearts expecting what God has for us. And I don't know, if you've come with an expectant heart. Maybe you've just come kind of not sure, and maybe you haven't given thought to it. Maybe it's just kind of, you love coming to camp, and you just come and wait to see what happens. But I think it's good that we come with expectant hearts, believing God for something big. I think it's not one of our 17 points in how to glorify God, but I think one of the ways, if I don't know that I could add much to Thomas Watson, but I'll try. I think it glorifies God to believe Him for big things. In that, it shows our faith, our trust, our confidence, that our God is awesome and mighty and all-powerful and can do anything and everything. And I believe that we honor Him tonight if we come expecting for great things from Him. And so maybe even as we begin our service tonight and go through some singing and times of praise and worship, maybe even in these moments, God would raise up faith in our hearts. And we would come to a place where we say, God, I have needs, and they're big. But I honor You tonight by asking big, by believing big. Because, Lord, that is my confidence in a God that can do all things. And so maybe in your mind you need to kind of process a little bit and say, Lord, give me faith tonight to ask big. And here are my requests, Lord, and even now, come believing. And maybe by the time we actually go to guided and specific times of prayer later in the meeting, maybe by then that prayer will already be answered. God doesn't need to wait 45 minutes or an hour to do it. Even now, as we come before Him in His presence, He's at work. And so let's come tonight. Prepare your hearts if you haven't already been doing that, because it's an opportunity for all of us to participate and pray together and lead out and join in our faith. And so let's come tonight believing God that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or even begin to imagine. Lord, help us. Lord, give us faith tonight, we pray, beyond ourselves. Lord, we come with such small faith, but Lord, we believe. We believe that You can put within us a measure of faith that comes by Your Spirit tonight. Lord, that we would believe You for big things and that we would see answer to prayer this night. In Your name we pray. Amen. Would you turn also in your white hymnals to hymn number 35. Hymn number 35.
mercy so great. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Jesus, we worship you, God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.